West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center. I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 p.m.
Nightline will not be presented this evening, but will return tomorrow at its regular time. Best wishes for a happy new year from ABC News.
Hi, this is Dick Clark live in Times Square, New York City for the 10th annual New Year's Rockin' Eve. Our first year back in 1972 was a little cold. Tonight is relatively mild. It's about 41 degrees, but we've got a good crowd in the square. And ABC's live cameras will be here to cover the traditional ball dropping. The ball this year is going to be a Big Apple, and we'll talk to you more about that. In the meantime, out in Hollywood, we have Barry Manilow, Rick James, Rick Springfield, the Four Tops, Alabama, my co-host Tom Wopat, and Charlene Tilton, and you are about to become a part of one of the largest television audiences ever for a New Year's Rockin' Eve. It's our 10th anniversary, and just a little less than a half an hour, we'll welcome in the new year. Right now, you and yours are cordially invited to join us here live in the square. Let's go now to Hollywood.
Good evening. Tonight from Hollywood and Times Square in New York, ABC Television invites you to the best party of the year. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve 82.
Tonight's special is brought to you by Nice and Easy. Color and condition that should have been yours can be. Make it happen. Nice and Easy. And Dr. Pepper. Be an original. Be a Pepper. And by Sugar-Free Dr. Pepper.
Starring Alabama, the Four Tops, James, Barry Manilow, Rick Springfield, plus live report from Dick Clark in Times Square. And your host this evening, from the television shows Dallas and Dukes of Hazzard, Charlene Tilton and Tom Wopat.
Charlene, you look great. Nice outfit.
Well, thank you, Tom. You look pretty handsome yourself. I didn't know they wore tuxedos down in Hazard County.
Well, they don't generally, but tonight we got a lot to celebrate. Well, you see, actually, we're spending the evening together. That's enough reason to celebrate, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. But besides that, tonight is a very special night because it's the 10th anniversary of Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve!
We have a fantastic lineup, no matter what your taste in music.
I know, and I can hardly wait to get started.
Well, if all our guests are ready, I mean...
Are you ready?
All right. Then let's get this party rolling.
All right. I have got a perfect way to get this party rolling. What is the hottest thing on television right now? All right. And what country made the biggest contribution to music? Australia. And what do you get when you combine Australia with soap? Rick Springfield! And here he is to sing his smash hit! I've done everything for you, Mr. Rick Springfield! All right!
One will never.
Done.
Back later with a couple more good tunes. And now that the party's off to a flying start here in Hollywood, I wonder how the celebration's shaping up in New York.
You know, no matter how cold it gets in Times Square, Dick Clark always manages to look so warm and cozy.
Laugh, you silly fool. This may look cozy to you. Can you see that? It's about 40, 41 degrees. It's raining slightly, but it hasn't dampened anybody's enthusiasm. I'm right here below the flagpole on top of number one Times Square with our live ABC cameras here at 42nd Street facing north. We also have cameras on top of the Criterion Theater marquee down there on 45th Street. We've got six first-run theaters down there. We've got our cameras jammed on top of the marquee. Let me wave at you. I don't know whether you can see me from all the way down there, but as you move on up, you'll see me up here flagging my arms around like a madman, and everybody down below is having a whale of a good time. You will see the apple fall here at midnight. It's 6 feet in diameter. It's been changed from a ball. This year, it'll, of course, light up 1982 at the bottom, and our friend Russ Brown will be up there directing, watching our digital clock right here on ABC so that we're all coordinated. First ball fell in 1907. The new apple was built by the grandson of the original builder, Jacob Starr. Jonathan Starr built this one. I recall last year, the ball was dimmed for the hostages in their 424th day of captivity. 20 days later, after New Year's, thank goodness they were released. And you will see all of the activity here live on ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve, along with all of the activity from Hollywood. More ABC coverage of Times Square and New Year's Rockin' Eve right after this. Don't you dare go away.
1981 was the most incredible year. Everything went far better than I could have even expected. How about you?
I had a very, very blessed 1981, and I really hope that everyone in 1982 has a wonderful New Year.
Our next performers had a fantastic year in 1981. In the last 19 months, now that's a fantastic year in itself, these guys have scored with two gold albums, four number one singles, received the Academy of Country Music Award for Group of the Year, as well as the 1981 Country Music Association honors for Top Vocal and Top Instrumental Group.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alabama.
I once thought of love as a prison, a place I didn't want to be. So long ago, I made a decision to be footloose and fancy free. But you came and I was so tempted. Seemed like the perfect crime.
Just wait and see what they're going to do for us later on.
Well, speaking of waiting, I'll bet the suspense is really starting to build in Times Square.
Well, let's switch live to Dick Clark in New York City.
You know, we have been standing out here for about 10 years now on New Year's Rock, and even I was reflecting on what the weather's been over the course of the years. Tonight, about 40 degrees, slight rain. Does not dampen the enthusiasm of those people down there in the square. In, let's see, 1980, I think, was our warmest year. It was about 38 to 39 degrees. We're on 40 this year. The last year was very cold, 22 degrees up here, and the coldest year we ever had was 1977. It was 13 degrees out that night, and the wind chill factor was 2 to 22 degrees below zero. I think that was the year I was standing up on top of an aluminum ladder. But as you look down there, you suddenly realize that nobody's worried about whether it's good weather or bad weather. They begin to gather here about 11 o'clock, even before that, and then it's in that X-shaped plaza starting at 42nd Street north of 47th Street. Since 1904, over 23 billion people have visited Times Square. 1.5 million every 24 hours come by here. Now a word from the diet soft drink with a taste that's going to open your eyes. Sugar-free Dr. Pepper.
You know, Tom, looking back on 1981, there are very few musical acts that made the impact that this man did.
Well, that's true. He really had a phenomenal year. For one thing, his album Street Songs has already gone double platinum.
And that means it sold 2 million copies.
That's right. And now he's got plans for 3 new albums featuring his great group, the Stone City Band. And he's writing a novel and a movie based on his life.
Here to sing his number one hit, Super Freak, the king of punk funk, Mr. Rick James.
Yeah. Woo!
Get her off the street.
Oh, girl.
She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hard to please.
Oh, no.
That girl is pretty wild, no.
Girl's a super freak.
The kind of girl you read about.
New Wave magazine.
That girl is pretty kinky.
Girl's a super freak.
Super freak, super freak, she's super freaking now.
Everybody sing.
Super freak, super freak.
should get her off the street. Blow, Danny!
Dick Clark has been filling us in on all the action in Times Square.
I really enjoy watching all those people. They always look like they're having such a great time.
Well, there are umbrellas, signs, all sorts of paraphernalia, horns, everything you can think of. It's 40 degrees. It's a little chilly, not too much wind. And it's a young, enthusiastic crowd, Johnny, is out here. I was just thinking over the last 10 years, some of the things that have happened. In 1972, we were here talking about the fact that Watergate was in the headlines. The number one record of the year was The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face by Roberta Flack. That was 10 years ago. In 1975, gasoline was 57 cents a gallon. Nobody out there tonight is worried about times past, but it's been an interesting stay here on New Year's Rockin' Eve. The show has grown and grown, and enthusiastic support, for which we thank you. And it's always kind of fun to be vicariously here at the biggest New Year's Eve party in the world. There's no place like Times Square. Piccadilly you can have in England. Hi, Dick. Hello, backwards, whatever way. That, of course, is in London, Piccadilly, Pigalle, Pigalle, I guess I should say, in Paris, and the Ginza in Japan, and there are friends from Chicago down there. But I tell you, there is no place in the world like Times Square on New Year's Eve. About 250,000 people with us tonight. That's about normal for the evening. And it really doesn't seem to matter what the weather is. They're here in great force, and we've got a great show lined up. Midnight Hour is on its way, and there's more live coverage coming up here on ABC right after this. Well, we're getting close, just about 6 minutes, and the Big Apple will fall from the highest point here at number one Times Square. And everybody down in that square will have their eyes glued right up here. By the way, speaking of number one Times Square, we would like to thank Lawrence Linkton and all of our friends here who made our stay possible. By the same token, the Criterion Center, Mr. Charles Moss, who always lets us get down close into that crowd and see the happy faces and the crazy signs and the get-ups that they have on. Without their help, our ABC cameras just couldn't give you this live coverage. And as you see, we have less than 5 minutes now. What's that? Boca Raton is here tonight. Oh, a little colder here than it is down there. 11:55:37, and we're counting down to midnight. You'll notice way up on top of number one Times Square, there is what appears to be in the long distance shot a red ball, and it will move down the flagstaff. They'll watch that digital clock along with us, and the crowd, as it gets closer and closer, will begin to scream and yell and just go bananas. By the way, as a matter of trivia, they have all, or a lot of the storefronts are boarded up tonight, and New York's finest are out in full force, about 2,000 of them interspersed in the crowd. And it's quite an evening. It's an evening with happy people and lots of noisemakers and everybody having a good time. And it's a night that will be remembered. Everybody's waving to the friends. They have no idea in a billy goat whether they're being seen at home or not. There are 125 hotels within 1 mile of us here tonight. 5 subways converge on this area. 55,000 hotel rooms, 35 legitimate theaters, all within this little confined area here. Electric lights first came to the square in 1880. 1904, the first year we had this New Year's celebration, needless to say I wasn't here. It's been rumored that I was, but I wasn't. They had fireworks that year. The St. Louis World's Fair Concert Band was on hand to perform. As a matter of fact, right before midnight, they shot off a stick of dynamite, and that's how it all started. The only time the square hasn't been lighted in recent years was during World War I and World War II. The signs, these spectacular signs that light up this area, were able to be seen all the way out to sea. Now, as we move around here, over the heads of these crowds, you can see some of the signs off in the distance.
Some of them take 2.5 million candle power. The electricity alone for 1 month can run up to $10,000 a month. The letters are 20 feet high. You can begin to see now that the folks down there loving New York are ready to count it down with us. We have less than 3 minutes to 1982. And as we get closer, you will hear increased intensity in the voices of the people down there. We got less than 2 minutes now, or just about 2 minutes, coming up there. The rain is coming down just a little bit, not too bad. That's the viewpoint right in front of the Criterion Theater as we look on from number one Times Square. You can see there's police barricades are up. There are some streets left open. Syracuse, we love you too, by George. All right, we're getting close. They can tell now. They know what's going to happen. You hear the increase in the crowd voices. A minute and a half to go. The whole world has its eye on Times Square. And you're seeing it live on ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve as we welcome in for the 10th annual time. New Year's Rockin' Eve in Times Square in Hollywood, California. There's the Big Apple up there. This year sponsored by a local radio station in New York. There was a time for a moment when we thought maybe the ball would not be lighted. And the civic-minded radio station came along and took care of all of that for us. And we thank them because that's the thing that's going to happen. You see that little dot of light down about, a couple of inches below the big red apple? And you'll see it slowly begin to descend. It's moving down. It's under the direction of Mr. Russ Brown, who's been in charge of lowering that ball for a lot of years. Into approaching 30 seconds now. You can see the top light and the bottom light. It's not quite approaching the midway staff point. When it hits the bottom, it'll be 1982 in 30 seconds from now. Listen to that crowd. The Big Apple in New York City, 20 seconds away from a brand new 1982. Before pandemonium breaks loose, let me wish you on behalf of ABC and all of our New Year's Rockin' Eve friends a happy new year to you in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Things have calmed down just a little. It's time for one of my favorite New Year's Rockin' Eve traditions.
The man's incredible.
His musical career has covered recording, songwriting, arranging. He's appeared on both the concert stage and the Broadway stage, and he's appeared in a large number of television specials, which I guess this is.
Of course. And all of his albums have gone gold, and he was voted the American Music Awards top male vocalist 3 years in a row.
Whew. Did we leave anything out?
Just this. Here to perform his classic New Year's ballad, It's Just Another New Year's Eve, Mr. Barry Manilow.
Look so sad, it's not so bad, you know. It's just another night, that's all it is. It's not the first, it's not the worst, you know. Get through this. We've made mistakes, but we've made good friends too. Remember all the nights we spent with them and all our plans. Said they can. Tonight's another chance to start again. It's just another New Year's Eve, another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve. Let's make it the best. It's just another. It's just another old lang syne. But when we're through this new year, you'll see we'll be just not alone. We've got the world, you know, and it won't let us down. Just wait and see, and we'll grow. But think how wise we'll grow. There's more, you know. Let's make it the best. It's just another New Year's Eve. It's just another old lang syne. But when we're through this new year, you'll see we'll be just
performers are personal friends of mine. Now, they started playing at graduation parties, well, 27 years ago. I remember dancing to some of their tunes while I was still in junior high. Oop, I guess that's dating myself.
That's all right. You wouldn't believe how many top 10 singles they've had.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Four Tops.
she wasn't my girl. When she wasn't my girl. When she was my girl, when she was my girl, when she was my girl, that was laughter, loving in my world every day. When she was my girl, oh what joy she would bring. Now I've lost everything. She's gone.
Their music. And they're going to be singing another one of their number one hits later on.
Well, we've got that. We've got a lot more coming up from Hollywood. But you know something, Tom? I've always wondered what happens to those folks in Times Square after midnight.
Well, let's find out. Here's a live report from Dick Clark.
Well, it's a brand new 1982, and the excitement has died down a little bit down there in the square. The streets are a little empty. There are a few hangers-on, and we're waving the flag and saying hi to the folks back home. It's been a good year so far, and I hope it's a great year for you, and sincerely hope that, God willing, we're all back here to share another Happy New Year 1 year from now. And if you can, stay on with us right now. Here's a message from the people who say, to be a pepper, all you got to do is taste Dr. Pepper.
Once again, Alabama.
Gonna have a party, a good time jamboree.
Boy, they can sing any kind of music.
They sure can. They're going to be doing just that later on.
But right now, we've got a guy who's made his own mark in music this year.
Here to sing his number one hit, Jesse's Girl, from his gold album, Working Class Dog, once again, Mr. Rick Springfield. Yeah.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine.
And she's watching with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Once again, here to sing Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got.
Which, by the way, went gold.
The Four Tops.
Ain't no woman like the one I got. Ain't no woman like the one I got.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender,
I'm going,
put a little music in me.
musical career in junior high. All through high school and college, he appeared in musical comedies, ending up on Broadway in I Love My Wife. Last summer, he toured the country, playing to sellout crowds all over. But of all of his accomplishments, however, I'm sure what he'll remember most is sitting right here, hosting this show with me. No, I'm just kidding. But it gives me great pleasure to introduce a fine actor and musical talent and a terrific co-host and a very good friend of mine, Mr. Tom Wopat.
There's a fire on the beach. The night is full of shadows. There's a breeze that blows a sail across the sea. There are stars enough to count the times I've missed her. And I sometimes wonder if she misses me.
Happy New Year from all of us at WABC.
All right. I hope everyone is ready to dance, because once again, here is Mr. Rick James. All right. Spell on me.
Let's do that once again, Rick Springfield.
All right, Rick.
Oh,
man, we have had some great music tonight.
And our next guests have been making great music for almost 30 years. Once again, the original Four Tops.
For helping to make this a very, very special evening for me. It really was a great party, don't you think so?
I thought it was excellent. I was just glad to have the opportunity to host it with you. But isn't there something you're forgetting?
You're right. We would like to thank all of our great musical performers and all of you for joining us tonight. Thank you.
Well, there is that, but isn't there something else?
No, I don't think so, Tom.
Well, now, isn't there a New Year's Rockin' Eve tradition about the hosts dancing together? I know that 2 years ago, my TV cousin John Schneider danced with his co-host, and last year, you danced with Greg Evigan, didn't I bathe, or is there something wrong?
No, it's not that you didn't bathe. You just didn't ask me.
Well, Charlene, may I have this dance?
Aww.
All right.
Pleasure. Yes, I would love to. And I can't think of a better way to end this evening than with the music of these four wonderful, wonderful gentlemen, the sounds of the great Alabama. Yeah.
Whisper to me softly.
on my skin. No one's near and listening, so please don't say goodbye. Just hold me close and love me. Press your lips to mine. Feel so right. Promise me you'll stay with me and keep me warm tonight. So hold me close and love me. Give my heart a smile.
And have a happy and healthy new year.
Good night. We'll see you next year on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve 83.
This is David Hartman. Tomorrow, news developments from Poland, plus Carly Simon. All next week, Burt Reynolds. Also, Donny Osmond and Stevie Wonder on Good Morning America.
Tomorrow, beam into Late Night Madness with special guest star William Shatner and slip into another dimension with mysterious sounds of the sensational Kim Carnes on Friday.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area.
It's 29 with fog. Tonight, a few snow showers with a low in the low 30s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 8 p.m.
This is the CBS Television Network.
p.m., just 45 minutes from the bright new year of 1958. To make what's left of this year and all of next year bright for you, Clairol, the first name in hair color, in behalf of the hairdressers of America, presents... Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, direct from the world-famous grill room of the Roosevelt Hotel at 45th Street and Madison Avenue here in New York City. And now, here is Mr. New Year's Eve himself, Guy Lombardo.
Well, thank you, George Brian, and ladies and gentlemen, it's certainly wonderful having you all here to help celebrate New Year's Eve at the Roosevelt Grill. Now, we're going to, in this next hour, we're going to play songs, great songs of the past New Year's Eves. We're going to play the great songs of 1957. We're going to keep you posted on the time, and every once in a while, we're going to take you over to Times Square to see what's going on over there. As a matter of fact, at 11:55, we're going over there for 5 minutes to see New Year's Eve come in at Times Square, then back here for more music and more singing. Now, we're going to start with a great New Year's Eve song of the early 30s. And by the way, in the early 30s, that was the era when Clairol, the first name in hair color, started in business. A great song of that era was Top Hats, White Tie, and Tails.